Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate! Oh!
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
It's more for time!
Will you shut up?
I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. We'll do it live.
This is a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you like a jelly baby?
No! No!
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly podcast dedicated to pop cultural nostalgia. I'm your host, Aaron Alvarez, and who are you?
I'm Alex Mitchell.
Awesome. So, if you notice, today isn't exactly a new episode day. Also, the title is clearly different. This is a bonus episode, because Monday was Pi Day, which happens to also be the day we're recording this.
Yeah.
And by Pi Day, it means pizza day.
For most people.
3.14.
Yeah.
So the
scientific community doesn't really think about it.
So we've decided to do an episode on pizza. So there's not going to be any commercial intro or anything like that. Because, I mean,
no, no.
There's nothing like that. But it's going to be a shorter episode. And it's also going to be, the first half is going to be this. And then, depending on what we get, we'll have some live stuff at a pizza event we're going to.
Hopefully.
If it's not too, like, absurdly crowded.
Which I think it will be.
Because Blaze Pizza is having a $3.14 pizza deal.
Yeah.
So,
which leads you to believe it'll be very crowded.
Yeah. So but, for a personal pizza, which are normally like $7 or $8.
Yeah.
So pretty good. So anyways, just to start this off, I wanted to say what James, our editor-in-chief and head writer, had to say about pizza. So, pizza is a powerful thing. Much like music, the more commercial and corporate it is, the worse it is. But even the worst pizza will cover your soul and never let go. Oh. But seriously, pizza is fucking great. Can I say fucking? Yes, Jim, you can say fucking.
We say it all the time.
That's a pretty good assessment of pizza.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that I think it's like one of those weird YouTube videos. It's like one of those things where like everyone, at least in this country, is like probably tried it.
Pizza is kind of a universal American thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So you have
I have a bit of info.
So give us the scoop.
So as we know,
the slice, as it were.
God damn it. Pizza originates at least some
okay
some ancient.
Is this? It's. I know that it's a hard topic or a flimsy topic.
So, because to my knowledge, Italy actually owns the national intellectual property or something like that of pizza.
Wait, whatever.
It is, they said that they demanded it be recognized as an Italian thing. Essentially,
they own the trademark.
Not they don't own the trademark. I think I worded that wrong. They own the idea that
of pizza.
That it comes from.
That's Italy. Insane.
I mean, they're not wrong, sort of, but it's
okay.
It's very different here. Let me just say that
their definition of pizza, or what they originally had,
it's like a flatbread with, you know, like
it's flatbread with toppings on it.
Yeah,
it's not the American idea
where we have like 8 slices and, you know, we put like pepperoni
and there's
stuff.
Like a big thick blanket of cheese. Whereas Italian pizza,
it's like they're balls of cheese that kind of just melted on.
Yeah,
and I've had that kind of pizza before. It's all right,
but okay.
I'm more used. Anyways,
so
you know what? I covered that part. What happened was Italians came over from Italy
during the mass immigration.
Yeah, so like early, like late 19th century, essentially, and then they immigrated to different parts in the, you know, the country. But I think New York is the biggest.
New York and like Chicago. Right?
Yeah,
those were the two big.
So then that's where pizza, as we kind of know it now, kind of originated. And apparently because I read this up that when the U.S. soldiers from World War II came back, a lot of them like had tried pizza like in Italy and stuff, or
yeah,
their take on it. So like there was a fresh market here for that.
Yeah.
In widespread form, not just in cities where they're used to Italian style pizza.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. And then it kind of just blew up from there.
Well, the genesis, I know, of like pizza and like... This includes pizza, hot dogs, street food in general, because pizza was considered street food, was the fact that a lot of these immigrants couldn't get jobs So essentially what they did is they had street carts, and I mean, which still exist today, or they set up like little small shops.
Yeah.
But yeah, and because of that, because of the lack of employment opportunities, essentially, if you notice, the common thread with the street foods is that they're cheaply made.
Yeah.
They're simple ingredients, very simple, and they're almost like done like a la carte style, where it's like you have your base, and then you can ask for whatever you want on it.
Yeah.
And so like pepperoni sausage meat was cheap at the time. It was like not really a big thing. So that's why that became a staple.
Yeah. And whenever you look at like clip art or anything, it's always like pepperoni, and then maybe like a mushroom, or
yeah, because I mean that was almost considered like a cheap sausage, like
And now there's like high quality,
yeah,
like,
but it is interesting that seeing that pizza came about because of immigrants to this country.
Yeah,
it's an American food that is very much like tied to our history of like of immigration.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at the grand scheme of America and all that, the grand scheme of things, you know, it is that nation.
Most of our cuisine, it's like it's a hodgepodge of things from
like
countries.
Hamburgers, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, with that being said, like, it, you know, obviously pizza chains have, you know, cropped up too. We have got, you know, the big three, which are Domino's, Pizza Hut, and Papa John's.
Is Papa John's considered like part
of
the...
Yeah, it's considered one of the big...
Is that completely nationwide?
Yeah.
Okay, I was always wondering, like, it's weird. I always consider Papa John's outside of...
Because they're not as big, but I mean, they're like, they're still there.
To use a comic book comparison, Pizza Hut's Marvel, Domino's is DC, and Papa John's is Image Comics. That's
I think you got Domino's and Pizza Hut the other way around.
Whoa! No, Pizza Hut's the more, like, popular, like...
No, it's not.
Pizza Hut is not more popular.
No, Domino's outsells it, because it's cheaper.
When did this happen?
When they actually started selling pizzas at a reasonable price.
You mean Pizza Hut's no longer on top of the game?
No.
They're no longer
I mean, I prefer Pizza Hut, personally.
I always thought they were, like... They couldn't be beat, like, in terms of,
no,
like...
No, because if you ever notice, whenever Domino's does something new,
yeah,
Pizza Hut copies it.
I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. I thought Pizza Hut was like...
At least this is my understanding.
So Pizza Hut is like what DC Comics used to be, then.
I guess, yeah.
Because Pizza
Hut had a commercial with Gorbachev in it after the wall came out.
Prior...
Or after the Soviet Union.
Prior to the 60s. Like,
yeah.
DC was like king, and
yeah,
then Marvel came out. Wow, so Domino's is Marvel?
That's weird.
Okay.
Which is weird because their color schemes are
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I understand why he went with DC and Marvel. Pizza Hut, you know, they've had their fair share of things. You know, they had, like, the Gorbachev commercial and all that.
Yeah, the...
And they have the stuffed crust, too, which apparently, according to our friend Jose, who used to work there, they own that. Like, they own that that term,
stuffed
crust.
Yeah, we have a friend who his father owns a Pizza Hut
franchise.
And, yeah, apparently Pizza Hut's very Sue-friendly, Sue-happy to stick it to anyone who wants to...
They own that term, and I know that, because I myself, it's interesting that I'm on this now.
I
worked at a pizza place,
you were
too.
A delivery boy and pizza
maker,
tier,
and
pizza maker.
Pretty much everything.
What's the official title of a pizza maker?
Just
a pizza maker.
I was just a cook, I think it was just the term.
Really?
So,
like a pizza tier.
Pizza tier.
A pizza baker. I mean, you're baking, technically.
I guess, but I mean...
But yeah, I mean, it is interesting because you do have the perspective of actually working in the pizza industry.
Yeah, I could probably do like a whole episode on how weird pizza can be with people, but that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that is part of the whole delivery system of pizza.
Yeah, and there's always that, you know, there's always jokes about, you know, the porn scenario where
people show up with their dongs hanging out.
And that's a pop culture thing,
yeah,
too, you know?
I mean, and that's the thing, like... Pizza before, like, when it first started, it wasn't a delivery-based thing. But
no.
Now people can, like...
They want pizza that much that they want it brought to them.
I
want to
say that the delivery aspect of pizza is now heavier than, or stronger than the just going to eat pizza. Like, more people probably order than they do actually go to a pizza parlor.
I mean, I don't, because I'm cheap, and I'll just go to the pizza place and pick it up myself. But I do understand that, you know, a lot of people...
Well, people want it, like that. They just want it, like, on demand.
And what I was getting to that was Domino's. They had the Noid, obviously.
Yes, there.
Which was avoid the Noid, which you will be annoyed or something if your pizza's cold. So they invented the delivery bag thing, which, you know, we had also when I was working. But now they invented this thing called, like, the DXP.
I've heard of this.
Okay, so this is a car, like a normal hatchback car that they, you know, dolled up in Domino's colors. And there's an oven, a warming oven on the inside of the pizza. I mean, on the inside of the car. And I think that's amazing that that exists. It seems, I mean, it's not everywhere. Well, no, but
it's not even old tech. It's not even new technology because, I mean, the Helms trucks, which were a thing like of the past, the Helmsmen.
Yeah.
There were people who would go around in like basically like trucks, like these big long trucks that were turned into bakeries. They're van truck things, and they had warm bread and all that stuff you want. So now they're doing it with pizza, and it's kind of interesting.
I mean, what do you think about it? You know, like there aren't that many things that have that kind of system.
But at the same time, I'm just thinking like.
That's not universal.
I know, but like pizza's already warm enough when it's delivered.
I don't know how much warmer I need it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like, and this goes into another realm. Cold pizza is also a thing. Cold pizza is like
my mom said to me, like if you buy the pizza, don't like, you know, microwave it. I'll eat it like cold.
No, there's
with a glass of milk.
There's a subset of people
who
prefer their pizza left over.
I don't mind leftovers, but like. I would just prefer it warm.
I think fresh. I'm stuck in the middle because I
don't mind either.
I do enjoy a cold piece of pizza for some reason, but at the same time, warm pizza is great too. But there are camps who are just like, no, I'm
that's odd.
I'm cold pizza forever.
but I mean, pizza is just beloved even in pop culture, like the Ninja Turtles.
No, it's, you know, I mean, it's become the pop culture mainstay food. I don't think there's any other food item that's become as like. Utilized, like, because it's... Because
I know people that kind of stick their nose up at burgers, like, there's too much meat in there.
It's not just that. I think, like, from a production standpoint, like, say you're doing a TV show or a movie, it's easier to procure, and it's, like, it's less mess, like, as opposed to, like can you imagine sandwiches being that, where it's, like, you just can't, like, the poker games in movies, there's always, like, pizza involved. Yeah.
If there's a security guard, he's always eating the pizza.
Family game nights, always pizza involved. Like, there's so many scenarios in movies and TV where there's just pizza involved. And to bring up Ninja Turtles, to that point
they
where...
They love pizza.
It's like, that was a thing.
That was... And I think, what? Domino's had the original...
In the first movie.
Yeah. And then, recently, Pizza Hut picked up the...
Oh, so...
The thing.
When in reality, I think Ninja Turtles would probably be eating like mom and pop pizza.
Yeah, and put pickles and fucking chocolate and whatever.
That was the cartoon.
James Rolfe actually.
Okay. So for anyone who doesn't know, James Rolfe is the angry video game nerd
or Cinemassacre guy. Yeah. Whatever you know him as, Bold James. Whatever.
He actually did a video where
him and his friends all ate, every single pizza. Like, the Ninja Turtles ever ate in the cartoon.
Weird ones, and most of them were gross. They enjoyed a few of them.
A few of the odd ones, I think they said, were good.
I'd say check it out. Go on Cinemassacre and look that up.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. In general, James Rolfe is pretty great. Yeah. But
Street Sharks hated pizza.
Okay, that was an attempt to be like,
I know,
we need something different. But it's like, that's the problem. Burgers, while great, and Americans love burgers.
I love burgers.
The thing is, I think it's, again, it's that ease factor where it's like, and plus we... You know what's weird? We don't have, like, burger delivery, like, franchises.
No. And the only other thing I can think of...
Is Chinese food.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think of that. I mean, now there's apps where you can order from places.
But I feel like pizza was, like, the mother of all of that.
In terms of food being delivered to your house, pizza is...
They're the genesis.
Pizza and Chinese food are the two things.
Yeah.
And... Coincidentally, those are the things you always see in movies and TV.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
They're either eating Chinese food or pizza.
Yeah.
That's in movies and TV, it's always that. And it's interesting that no other food has...
I think this is especially if you're watching something taking place in New York.
Or in any city.
Yeah.
In any city setting. But it's amazing to me that no other food has like gone to this level of where all of a sudden there's like just delivery of it. Like, mm-hmm. it's... it can't. It, you think it could be done with any food, but it's not.
Yeah, pizza. Like, how come McDonald's doesn't deliver?
Right? Yeah. How come? Like, I mean, there's been tests of different franchises of different trying to. But
Quiznos over here in our area used to have like a delivery thing, but, again, but it wasn't
never catches on because people think that's weird. Yeah,
it was weird.
Yeah, with pizza, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
a guy's gonna bring me a hot disc with cheese and sauce on it.
Well, it's like. It's weird because you think like, oh, a sandwich, that's easy to deliver. They're small, they're wrapped in a thing. You know, I could fit like 8 of these in one little thing. I can go.
Yeah.
Pizza's this big box, and it's usually heavy too.
I know.
And yet that's considered to be like the easier and cooler thing to deliver.
It's pretty amazing. And but then from there, like, I mean, you mentioned the franchises and stuff.
Yeah.
You do also have, like, Little Caesars, and, I mean, those are, like, the secondary tier ones.
We have, like, Pizza Loca or something.
Yeah,
like.
And the secondary tier ones aren't really mom-and-pop ones, but they're smaller chains.
Yeah.
But their whole point is to deliver a more, I don't even say quality, because Little Caesars isn't exactly.
It's, they want to deliver, like, you want more bang for your buck, essentially.
Yeah, because, the thing is, pizza's supposed to be that cheap disposable food, because, like, it's like $1 a slice for your average New York pizza, any pizza out there.
Yeah.
And those
New York slices are big.
But too. Living in California as we do, pizza's become like a gourmet thing.
Yeah. So I looked at the different, you know, obviously we have New York pizza, which is like thin and foldable.
Yeah.
You have the Chicago style, which, as you always say, is a lasagna,
which is a casserole sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I've had it before, but it's more of like an event for me. It's not like a, oh, let's go order pizza. But that's more like, hey.
We're talking about the prototypical pizza on this episode,
But but in California, apparently our style is using like kind of like high, less than typical.
And high-end.
Higher quality ingredients and like.
And burning the shit out of the dough.
Yeah.
Like almost cracker-like. And
I'm kind of worried about this Blaze pizza thing that we're going to because I know it's a little bit like that.
But it's not like.
But for $3.14, you can't
do,
really.
Some people do really enjoy the gourmet style pizza.
Well, yeah. No, I don't mind, but it's like, to me, pizza, it's like, it's something you can enjoy pretty much in any form, I think.
Yeah, no, and the great thing about it is, yeah, there is a lot of that variety. There's like the different types. Like, you know, if you want the more meaty, more saucy, you go for Chicago.
Yeah, if you want just like a thin thing, you know.
A big, giant, foldable, you go for New York style.
Yeah.
If you want something a little more like out there and experimental, you go for California style. Yeah. Which I think those are the only those are the main three archetypes.
Those are the big three, at least for us.
Yeah, I mean, there's barbecue pizzas and stuff.
Yeah, and there's Sicilian pizza, which is like a very thick dough. And
I mean, you know. And that's the great thing. Pizza, because of how simplistic it is, it does allow for a lot of like customization and variety.
Yeah.
So looking at how pop culture has tackled it,
I mean, when you think about it, even like. The things we talked about, like Hot Pockets, Bagel Bites, exist because of pizza.
Yeah, basically people would try to miniaturize pizzas.
Yeah.
And in certain places in Europe, they're cones. They're like, they look like ice cream cones.
I think I've seen these, yeah.
And they're filled with sauce and cheese.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
And
I don't know if I can pepperoni. Eat that. I don't know if I can eat that. The distribution of sauce and cheese has to be
imagine just eating like an ice cream cone pizza. But okay, so looking at how pop culture, I took a few things down that had pizza's highlight. So, Ninja Turtles, obviously, that's probably the biggest one, I think.
I wanted to mention this briefly.
Oh.
Speaking from experience, I'm noticing, like, a lot of girls, like, nowadays, they don't really like these, well, at least the girls I talk to, they don't like these big, like, let's go out and do this, let's go out and do that. What I'm noticing is a lot of, like, people are kind of getting into, like, the whole, like, let's get a pizza and just, like, watch stuff at home.
So you're saying Netflix and chill?
No, because I feel like Netflix and chill has become a code word for just having
no
sex.
No, that's what it is. But the thing is,
but
the Netflix,
this is literally Netflix and pizza
and chill
and actually chilling and just enjoying
maybe
wine or something. But I'm noticing
wine with your
that's a horrible thing I've noticed. It's like I'm noticing that's becoming more of a trend that a lot of like I guess like introverted girls want to like get that out there that pizza's a thing for
I think it's just in general people in general. I don't think it's a girls thing.
No, I'm not saying like it's a girls thing, but like at least that like when I'm noticing like dating trends and all that, that's what I'm
saying. That's probably a dating trend. It's more of a dating trend than it is like just a gender thing. I mean, I think that's probably the big difference. I mean, because you're a dude, it's obviously you're just going to see from that point of view.
That's true.
But yeah, like, dudes love pizza, girls... Everyone loves pizza. They're, like, unless you're, like, lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
But then again, there's... Because
I know people that say, well, I'm lactose intolerant, but I don't give
because it's customizable, though, they can get, like, lactose-free pizza. Yeah. There's vegan pizzas. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You said Ninja Turtles, but there was also a cartoon in the 90s called The Weekenders.
Oh, yes.
Pizza was a highlight in the show because they hung out at a pizza place that every week changed its theme.
I was under the impression it closed every week and it just reopened up as a new...
No, that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
It would become a new pizza place every single week.
The pizza in that show looked amazing. Pizza in cartoons...
always looks great.
It's always...
In a Goofy movie... That is the greatest pizza we'll ever look. When Pauly Shore's character is lifting up the cheese and it's so stretchy.
It always... Pizza in that always looks like it's made completely out of cheddar cheese, but it always looks amazing.
Oh, man. So then there was also the Samurai Pizza Cats.
Yeah, you know, I watched a bit of that show.
I tried and I couldn't.
I wasn't aware of how, like... unentertaining it was.
Oh yeah, but it, again, it was.
I know people like
it. It was called Samurai Pizza Cats.
You didn't take it too seriously.
Then there was also the movie Mystic Pizza.
Yeah,
I mean it's not pizza is not the highlight, but that's a big part of the movie.
Yeah. Two guys, a girl in a pizza place. Right?
That pizza parlor.
Parlor.
Yeah, I actually listed that. Yeah,
is it pizza parlor
or it's probably pizza place? I just wrote parlor on instinct.
Okay,
because pizza parlor sounds like nicer.
I think of like a guy with a big mustache and you know like
with Mambo Italiano playing.
Yeah,
So Home Alone again.
Oh, yeah, two times where he essentially the whole movie essentially starts off because he doesn't get a cheese pizza.
Everything's ruined because...
The movie starts because of that.
Yeah. And the pizza and everything spilling because of all the pizzas. You
throw away the tickets.
That leads to it. That leads to the whole... So Home Alone is...
I never noticed, by the way, that he actually throws away the tickets until 2 years ago. But that's not relevant.
But,
And then in the second one, the first thing you get when he has his dad's credit card, he's going spending crazy amounts of money, is he wants a limo and a cheese pizza.
Kevin McAllister loves pizza.
Yeah.
All right, so then there's Roseanne's opening, Chinese food and pizza.
Yeah.
So it has both, and in the show they eat pizza a lot and loose meat sandwiches. But
loose meat sandwiches.
Yeah.
John Goodman knows what's up.
There was a point in time in the 80s to the 90s where pizza entertainment places were things. So you had Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And there was a few. There's others.
Which I think Chuck E. Cheese in itself can be a thing because it's led to so many parodies in media.
We'll eventually have to do an actual Chuck E. Cheese episode.
Yeah.
But then there's like Discovery Zone in the 90s, which tanked.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese is still around. But that was a thing. The establishments were made combining entertainment with pizza.
Yeah.
And as kids, we loved it. I mean, Chuck E. Cheese pizza isn't that great.
No.
At all.
Laser Star, they had pizza.
Nowadays, pretty much baseball games, like football, everywhere has
pizza. Movie theaters have pizza.
Everywhere has pizza. You can get pizza everywhere.
Yeah.
Get pizza at the library.
You can order pizza by sending a text message to...
There is a subreddit.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called. It's Lack of Pizza or something like that. And people will gift people pizza. They'll order you pizza.
I think it's like... I don't. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll put the link on the actual on the site. It's interesting how much it's affected. Where it's it's given to the youth. Where it's like pizza parties and you have pizza parties.
Book It. Do you remember Book It?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so in the 90s, if you were growing up, you might have had like a reading. A reading challenge. Like you read this many books, you can get a little miniature pizza from Pizza Hut by the end of the month. I always did it. Always got a cheese.
It was perfect. Yeah, and then it's like and it's also like a school not a school trope, but also a trope of real life.
Oh, we win this thing.
Kids have pizza parties.
Yeah,
you get awarded either ice cream or pizza parties. So it is interesting to see.
No one ever picked ice cream, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We always had options.
Like, it's pizza.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. It's interesting to see how this food item has become almost representative of American culture.
Yeah.
And And it sounds so cheesy what I'm about to say. but it's almost symbolic of American culture in general, where it's like you have the land, which is the pizza, and all the ingredients are the different types of people.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen like chorizo pizzas.
Oh, horrible.
I've seen Chinese and Korean pizzas.
You can put anything on a pizza. Literally anything. Peanut butter on a pizza. You can do that if you want.
Doug himself, we discussed, made the banana pizza.
So what we're trying to say here is just enjoy pizza.
Pizza is awesome.
You know what? There are bad pizzas. There are good pizzas. Oh, yeah. There are frozen pizzas, which we did not even talk about.
Oh, no. DiGiorno. A lot.
Yeah, which is a whole other ballgame in general. But
Tony's Pizza.
But frozen pizzas exist. Mini pizzas exist. There's so many different varieties for you to choose from.
Yeah.
So the thing is, when it comes to pizza, you should never be mad. You should never be angry. You should always love it, because there's always a pizza for you. There's always a pizza out there that you can have. So with that said, we're right now going to go get some pizza, and you're probably going to hear some stuff. So,
all
right. So yeah, go eat pizza right now.
Yeah.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clod at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
All right, so we're at a food court right now, right?
Yeah.
We are not. We're at the food court for Jurassic Park, which is why you might hear a raptor in the background.
So
it's not going to happen anymore now that I've said it.
Travis Kennedy of Plane Zero is here. And also...
sorry, I spoke out of turn.
Also, Joe...
There it is. There's a raptor.
Of 12 for a penny. As you heard us gushing earlier about pizza, we decided to, you know, go and get pizza. So first we went to a brick and mortar Blaze pizza.
Yeah.
And the line was like...
literally filled with bricks and mortars. I don't know what that means, to be honest. I know what it means, but I don't know why they call it that. There you go.
Brick and mortar is my favorite Adult Swim show about a crazy scientist taking around his grandson.
There you go.
Five dimensions. Brick and Morty.
So it would have been an hour and a half, right? So now we're here at the mall, which it was a fast line. So what'd you get?
So I got the white top pizza, which is being accompanied by a velociraptor.
No, there you go.
It's closer.
It's
it is.
It's a white sauce with mozzarella cheese, bacon, garlic, oregano, arugula, and I added ricotta cheese to it as well.
Sounds pretty good.
It is pretty good. If you like white pizzas, like no red sauce, it's pretty good.
What about you, Travis?
I got similar white sauce with mozzarella, but I got gorgonzola, feta, and ricotta on this bad boy as well. As far as toppings go, I got chicken, bacon, and I'm about to choke. Chicken, bacon, and sausage.
You went for the build-your-own option.
I always do a build-my-own.
But your base is essentially the white top?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part, I throw on some chopped garlic, and then I get a pesto drizzle added on at the end.
It looks pretty good.
Is this what you typically get?
Kind of. This time, I normally don't get it with the sausage.
Name
How'd
your,
that do?
Name your pizza. What? You can't.
Right now?
You look so nervous.
Call it the Trevor.
Put him on the spot.
It kind of is. That's pretty much what it is. It's like the Trevor.
All right.
If there's a cheese sauce involved, that's usually my. Now, the only way this would be even any more Trevor would be if they let me put a fried egg on top of it.
All right.
And what'd you get, Joey? Joe?
It'd be too long to explain everything because I do it for you on your own. But typically, it's like a half Italian style with like sausage or a meatball. The other half is like a barbecue style with bacon and chicken.
I'm surprised they do that because it seems like they would have trouble blending the sauces together, but
oh no, but the top, the base sauce is all spicy marinara, whatever they call
it.
Yeah, right. It's just the drizzle on top is pesto on half, and the other half is barbecue.
I got you.
Yeah.
And yeah, I basically got, it's called the Lincoln.
No one cares.
You're a jerk.
The Lincoln.
Like, oh, I was gonna say, like President Lincoln.
Yeah.
Did he really like pizza?
It's
He would have liked pizza.
I think he would have.
Oh, I know.
It's sausage, Italian sausage, onion, and red peppers, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty simple pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you have a Blaze near you...
You should... Well, I mean, go to it...
Too late now.
Yeah, too late now.
Go to it next year.
Too late, sucker.
Yeah.
Even without the $3.14, it's still a pretty good deal. It's like, what, $8? You can add whatever you want on it, and...
No. By the way, this is not brought to you by Blaze Pizza.
No, we just this is my first time coming to the Blaze Pizza,
and it's good.
Yeah, and you too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been to Blaze.
Yeah. Aaron doesn't tend to like a thinner crust in general,
and I'm not a big fan of the Build-Your-Own, but this is actually pretty solid.
Yeah, I like
it. Yeah.
So before we end, because it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
What's everyone's general thoughts on pizza? Because we already gave ours.
Yeah.
In a passion speech.
Pizza's fucking amazing.
I can eat pizza every day and not be bored. Because pizza is, it can be anything, right?
Yeah.
It could be like...
It's a base that you just add to it.
Yeah. It could be more like a bacon-y thing or like a, a totally Italian
pizza. A breakfast thing.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And in case I said it too quietly before, once again, I fucking love pizza. It's amazing. I like to put it in my shoes so that way my feet smell like... I always forget the line from The Sopranos. I love pizza.
Jim knows I love pizza too.
Obscure Gentleman fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.